last night that if your water pipe is full of water, it was so cold last night, our water pipes
burst.
Okay, you would say burst, huh? Would you normally say burst, or is that just something you would use under certain circumstances?
I think, because I'm conscious of it, I've been conscious of it for a long time, I would have normally said burst.
You would?
Burst.
Okay. Okay. Let me see. Then you might say every time it freezes, that pipe, what?
Burst.
Okay. Let me see. People used to buy flour in a what?
Sack.
Okay. And then even bigger, the big wooden thing that they would buy it in.
Oh, I don't know about that. I remember my father bringing home large sacks of flour,
uh-huh.
Storing them in cans, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, flour, grits, and meal, you know, things of that kind.
Really?
Large quantities, but a wooden thing. I have no
idea. Beer comes in a what?
A keg.
Okay, and then even bigger than a keg is a barrel?
Oh, barrel, okay, fine, barrel.
Okay. Let me see, and then the thing you use to make horses go faster is a what?
Whip.
Okay, you'd say the man does what to his horses? He
whips.
Okay.
He whips
and to make and so then yesterday he what?
He whipped.
Okay, and if you go to the grocery store and you buy some fruit, the grocer puts it in a what?
Cellophane bag.
Okay. There's often a kid there who puts the things in, and you might say the bag boy does what?
Bags.
Okay, bags your things. Okay. You mentioned sack. When you think of sack, are you thinking of something made out of paper or something made out of cloth?
Out of cloth.
Out of cloth. But you'd use bag for something made out of paper. Okay. Let me see. If a light burns out, you have to put in a new what?
Bulb.
Okay. And you often don't call it just a bulb. To distinguish it from a tulip, you'd call it a what?
Light bulb.
Okay. Let me see. If you carry something like, let's say, washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it in a what?
Basket.
Okay. If you had two of those, you'd talk about two
baskets.
Okay. And we've already talked about keg. Oh yeah, on a keg or a barrel, the metal things that run around the side to keep the staves in place, you call those the what?
Would it be a lid?
Yeah, and then around the side?
Around the side?
Metal pieces? Not too many years ago, there was a big craze for kids. They put them around their waist and
loop,
swung their hips. A loop or a hula.
A hula hoop.
Yeah.
Hoop.
Yeah. That's
an assumption.
Okay. There used to be something. I don't even know if they've got it anymore. That you would take and put between your hold between your teeth, kind of musical instrument, and twang it with your thumb, and you can get a different kind of sound by opening and closing your lips. Did you ever have one of those?
No.
Never saw one of those? Jew's harp? You ever hear that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Okay.
What kind of harp?
Jew's harp.
Jew's harp.
Yeah.
Why is it called a Jew's harp?
I have no idea.